Okay, picture this. You've got maybe your ideal client, right? Thriving business, solid property equity. Everything looks good on the surface. But then, boom, an urgent ATO debt hits or a sudden cash flow gap opens up. Maybe it's a surprise opportunity they just have to jump on. Like now, you try the usual channels, the banks, and it's just a hard no every time. You're about to lose the client, lose that revenue. It's frustrating. So what if you actually flip that no? What if you could tell them, okay, we can get this funded by tomorrow? That's really the core question we're diving into today. Our mission here is to unpack HomeSec Business Finance. They position themselves as, well, a strategic partner for brokers designed specifically to turn those deals that look dead into same-day commissions. And they've been doing this for, what, 2 decades now? We want to understand how. So let's start at the beginning. HomeSec isn't just another lender. The founder, Paul Stone, came from a business background, not strictly finance. How does that shape them?
Yeah, that's actually a really key point. Paul started HomeSec back in 2004, and the whole idea, the premise, was built on empathy. Treating brokers, treating clients with respect, like a proper business relationship. And you can sort of feel that philosophy running through the company. They're a genuine private lender, they use their own funds.
Ah, so no layers of bureaucracy then.
Exactly. Direct access to the decision makers using their own capital. That's fundamental to their speed. 1 hour conditional approvals, next day funding. That's not typical.
Not at all.
And you see it in their team. Katrina Anderson, the group GM, she's been there since 2005. Her whole mindset is how do we find a way to fund this? Not looking for reasons to say no. Then there's Tim Bingham, the BDM. He's got 30 years in finance, and importantly, 13 of those were as a mortgage broker himself.
Oh, interesting. So he gets it from the broker's perspective.
Totally. That peer-to-peer credibility, it matters. He understands the pressures brokers are under.
Okay, so that's the foundation. Now let's get into the mechanics, the actual products. This is where it gets really interesting for brokers, I think. Their core promise sounds incredibly bold. If a client has a business purpose and enough equity in real estate, we will fund you. How do they actually bypass those common roadblocks?
Well, it boils down to their asset-backed approach. They're looking primarily at the real estate equity. The loan is secured by that. So things like detailed financials, valuations, they often don't require them. It cuts through so much red tape.
Right. So that speeds everything up dramatically.
Hugely. And it also means things like bad credit history or even existing tax arrears. They're not automatic deal killers like they are with traditional lenders.
Wow. Okay. That opens up possibilities for clients who thought they had none.
Precisely. It's a whole segment that's often just considered unbankable. And that 24-hour funding promise, it's not just a slogan, it's genuinely how they operate day to day.
Let's talk about one specific product, the open-term business loan. You hear it called the ultimate cash flow weapon. What's so different about it?
Okay, this one is pretty revolutionary. The killer feature is no payments for up to the first 6 months.
No payments. How does that work?
HomeSec actually prepays the interest for that initial period. It gets capitalized, meaning it's added to the loan balance.
Ah, capitalized interest. Got it.
Yeah. So the client gets the funds immediately, but doesn't have that immediate repayment pressure. Think about a business in crisis. That breathing room is massive.
Absolutely game-changing.
And then after that initial term, it just converts to interest only. Plus, there are no fees if they want to repay early or even extend the term. It's incredibly flexible.
And you mentioned other options too. Briefly. Yeah, quickly, there's the short-term caveat loan. It's for really urgent needs, like 1 to 6 months, super fast, secured by a caveat, interest is capitalized. And the business bridging loan, that's typically for a 2 to 3 month gap, maybe while waiting for a refinance or a property sale to settle. Again, capitalized interest helps manage cash flow during that bridge period. Okay, this all sounds great for the client, but let's switch focus to the broker. What's in it for them? Tell us about this partner program. How does it work financially?
It's designed to be really attractive for brokers. You can charge up to 5% brokerage on the loan amount.
5%? That's significant.
It is. And here's the kicker. You get paid the same day the loan settles. No waiting weeks or months.
Same day, yeah.
And absolutely no clawbacks, ever. So let's take an example. Say you do a $500,000 loan, you charge maybe 4%. That's $20,000 in your account. That same day.
That's a very compelling proposition. How hard is it to get set up with them?
It's incredibly easy. Accreditation is free, takes about 5 minutes online. They really want to make it simple to partner up.
And what's the feedback like from brokers already working with them?
It seems really positive. We saw comments from a broker Victoria Sobsik praising how they communicate. Like, any direct client contact is always approved by the broker first, respecting that relationship. And another broker, just known as Febs, mentioned being blown away by their speed and transparency, even when dealing with them over the holiday period. It really sounds like a true partnership feel.
Right. So bringing this all together, what's the big picture takeaway for you, the listener? It seems HomeSec is positioning itself as, well, maybe a secret weapon for brokers, especially now with credit tightening up everywhere. It means you potentially don't have to turn away those good clients with equity anymore. You can actually fund those deals, solve their problems, and boost your own bottom line pretty significantly.
Exactly. And maybe that leads to a final thought to chew on.
Yeah.
You know, in this world where everything feels increasingly complex, there's so much information overload. How powerful could it be in any field, not just finance, to specialize in solving those really tricky, seemingly unfundable or unsolvable problems? Does that shift you from just being a service provider to being, well, an indispensable problem solver, something to think about?